Nolte, Fox News primetime attracts 5x more viewers than Kalal in April. By John Nolte on May 1, 2025. Throughout the month of April, Fox News primetime attracted 5 times as many total viewers as far-left CNN. As I have made clear since time began, I am no Fox News fan. So, I am not here championing Fox News. Cable news as a format is toxic to the human condition. Not watching the news, especially cable news, is like ceasing to hit yourself over the head with a hammer. Still, lol. Throughout all of April, the full month, CNN, a left-wing propaganda outlet that traffics in conspiracy theories and spreads violence, was only able to attract an average of 519,000 primetime viewers. Fox News, however, attracted an average of 2.592 million primetime viewers. Do that math and then throw your head back and laugh. In the crucial 25 to 54 age demographic, CNN attracted a measly 99,000 viewers, while Fox News earned nearly 3 times as many, 296,000. This is the age demo that sets advertising rates. In the age 25 to 54 demo category, MSNBC attracted only 105,000 viewers. And now it's time for a glorious flashback. The far-left Atlantic in May of 2014. Fox News's old viewership is getting even older. In May, Fox News attracted an average of 264,000 primetime viewers in that key demographic. The last time their 25 to 54 ratings were so low for a single month was August of 2001, or just before the September 11th attacks. Although Fox News's individual shows continue to win out over their competitors, may produce decade-low numbers for their primetime and morning hosts, particularly in the 25 to 54 demographic used by advertisers. And that's why those figures matter so much. Fox News's audience is still relatively huge, but it's taking in smaller numbers of the only viewers that buyers pay attention to. Inverse: in June of 2015, on average, Fox News viewers are 68. How long before their average is dead? New York Magazine in 2013, only old people watch Fox News. While the 25 to 54 group, aka the demos and TV speak, is the most sought after, Fox's bottom line has not been affected. Yet. A sort of revitalized CNN is gaining a bit in the ratings, while the downward trend in younger viewers seems to be accelerating at Fox News. Frank Rich in 2014. Fox News is losing younger viewers at an even faster rate than its competitors. With a median viewer age now at 68 according to Nielsen data through mid-January, compared with 60 for MSNBC and CNN, and 62 to 64 for the broadcast networks, Fox is in essence a retirement community. If it is actuarially possible, its median viewer age will keep creeping upward. It rose by 2 years over the course of 2013. Remember that? Remember how the fake media told us that the era of Fox News dominating the cable news ratings would come to an end as soon as their old-ass viewers died off? Are these liars ever right about anything? Remember, these are the same people who assure us we need to become communists to stop global warming. Here the raw numbers for the month of April, suck on it, CNN. Total primetime viewers slash demo viewers. Fox News, 2.592,296,000. Kalal, 518,000, 99,000. MSNBC, 1.207 million, 105,000. Total day viewers slash demo viewers. Fox News, 1.621 million, 202,000. Kalal, 410,000, 68,000. MSNBC, 656,000, 62,000. Compared to March, CNN was down -12% in total viewers and -18% in the demo during primetime, reported Adweek. Across total day, it dropped -5% in total viewers and -13% in the demo. Sick. Relative to April 2024, CNN was down -17% in total viewers and -12% in the demo. In total day, CNN saw respective declines of -19% and -23% in those categories. Sick. Fox News saw even bigger dips compared to March. But compared to last year, the network was up by +31% in total viewers and +35% in the demo. In total day, It was up the respective +28% and +29% in those categories. Sick. But you told me 10 years ago Fox News viewers would all be dead. Ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.